This is the Roundup on CBC Radio 1. I'm Kevin Sylvester here for Bill Richardson. And today we move a favorite Roundup feature to its new time slot, Monday Playbill, now heard in our second half hour. And today we're going to hear the second episode in our series about Elliot Graves. It's written by David Ferber, who is a young writer who's based in Winnipeg. And here's where today's story begins. Elliot is repeating grade 12, but instead of concentrating on his studies, he's spending most of his time on his favorite activity, which is getting overly involved in the lives of his friends. Now, there's a new dope dealer in the neighborhood. He's just put Elliot's friend Alan out of commission and out of business, and he's taken an interest in Sasha just when Elliot was getting ready to make his move. Here's episode 2 of Elliot Graves.
Life is all a matter of perspective, just like there are varying levels of social deviance. A social shark is to a small fry what a small fry is to a wallflower. Used to be I got invited to parties and I just wouldn't go. Now I go just to sit in the backyard with a beer. I'm not quite a wallflower yet. I'm a fly outside. It's a lifestyle choice. Hey, Alan.
My favorite outcast intellectual. What's up?
Wicked party.
Well, so they're saying indoors.
Alan James, the king of all stoners, is my last and only friend. Used to be Alan and Sasha Smith. But Sasha, unrequited subject of my wet dreams, has found herself a nice little greaser boyfriend, which leaves me little better to do than hang out with Alan.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just... I don't do the party thing.
It's cool. I just won't invite you next time.
I'd appreciate it.
Jeez. I'm just messing with you. Is this business or pleasure?
Someone threw up in the living room.
Oh, man. I'll be right back.
Aren't you the guy who got that teacher arrested?
Who's asking? As if I don't know Kim Chandler. Kim Chandler doesn't talk to me. She drives her convertible and talks about nothing with her popular pretty little friends. Why is she talking to me?
Kim Chandler. Everyone says to stay away from you.
Well, they say the same thing about Alan's parties.
What? Here I am.
No way. She's flirting with me. Wicked. So why aren't you inside?
I needed some air. I feel like crap.
Well, you don't look it.
I'm a total scrub. I don't even have any makeup on.
The au naturel look clinches it.
Hey, you talk like that, I might give up foundation.
I wouldn't have you any other way.
How exactly would you hurt me?
Well?
Dude!
What?
Are you hitting on Kim Chandler?
Well, I gotta go. I'll see you around school.
Bye, hottie.
Dude, you just killed my shot.
What shot? You never had a shot. Kim Chandler, that's like turning Mars with a BB gun.
Well, I'm out of here regardless. Stay here.
Always. Oh, hey, dude, can you spot me a couple of smokes?
School is a blur of bodies and noises conglomerating together to form some semblance of a structured environment. But I got to admit, in the middle of this chaos, I'm focused, thinking about Kim Chandler. It's a small school. I shouldn't have much trouble finding her. Maybe not. I'm just a BB gun.
Hey, Elliot. I hear you were sucking face with Kim Chandler the other night. Way to go.
What do you want, Tyler? Tyler is one of Alan's little stooges. Cool by association, he snaps up Alan's scraps and buys dope off him.
Well, I ain't seen my man around today.
Oh, yeah. Come to think of it, I haven't seen Alan either.
I was just wondering if you, had any.
Dope?
Yeah.
No, man. See you later. Hey, Sasha.
Elliot, I'm desperate.
Hey.
Hey, Elliot. Hi.
Hi.
So.
So.
Yeah. Hey, we should, like, get some coffee sometime. Maybe some cheesecake?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It feels like we haven't talked in a month.
We haven't.
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, I can think of a reason.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
Morning, Billy.
Hey, Elliot, right?
Right.
Where do I know you from?
Hey, don't we go to the same high school?
No. I know you. You're the dude that got that teacher arrested in September, right?
Maybe you're thinking of somebody else.
Jeez, maybe. Well, who was it then?
Whew, hang on, this one, Sasha's a keeper.
Elliot, hi.
Kimmy.
Kimmy, have you seen Alan around? I think I lost a sweater at his place.
What, playing strip poker?
Yeah. You should have stayed, Elliot. I always wondered what was under those expensive shirts and cheap jackets.
Well, one can always discover that.
I can.
You can if you believe you can.
I'm a believer.
Come on, I'll walk you to class.
Hey, what about coffee?
Call me.
What are you getting coffee with him for?
What? He's my friend.
That guy doesn't have any friends.
Yep, he was a keeper. Kim and I did end up having lunch together, and she was cool. Smart. She liked M&Ms, not Smarties, thank God. She laughed at my jokes, I laughed at hers, and for about an hour, I was able to forget about Sasha. Alan didn't come to school at all that day. Didn't come the next day either. By the third day, concern had set in. And I had an English paper to get to him, so it was time to pay a visit to everybody's favorite stoner just to see what was up.
I'm fine.
Alan, it's me.
Dude?
What the hell? Alan's face looked like a tenderized slab of beef.
What is it?
Do you want to let me in?
Whatever. You get that English paper done?
Yeah.
Here's your math.
Well, forget the math. What's going on? How come you're not at school?
We had a deal, dude. You, like, do my English and I do your math.
Was it your stepmom?
Piss off. It's none of your business.
Alan! Alan, let me in!
Go away!
Fine! Sit in there and rot! Damn it, Alan!
Piss off. You don't know this business.
Business?
Go home.
Hey, I'm trying to help you.
I don't want your help.
Fine! I probably should have just headed home and put Jimi Hendrix on the stereo. But the problem is, well, I'm obsessive. I figured Tyler Graham had something to hide. He was my best bet.
Elliot, how can I be of service?
Why isn't Alan coming to school?
How should I know?
Well, Tuesday you asked if I'd seen him. Wednesday you asked if I'd seen him. You didn't ask today. You knew where he was. What else do you know?
Hey, man. I'm an innocent bystander.
To what?
Unless you want to do some business, I got stuff to do.
If I wanted pot, why wouldn't I just go to Alan?
Well, something tells me Alan won't be dealing anymore.
Oh, yeah? What tells you that?
You want some or not?
Why is he scared to come to school? Hey, he's your friend, Tyler.
He was my dealer, that's all. I'll see you in school.
I couldn't believe it. A kid gets rolled and the school's totally quiet about it. Alan refuses to come to school and Tyler's not buying his pot from him anymore. Sasha's off with her gearhead boyfriend and it was looking like I'd actually be doing my math homework. Cripes. I decided to head down to the police station to see if I couldn't have a chat with a buddy of mine, Detective Chin. He'd been good enough to get me off a B&E charge a month earlier because I had some evidence against a perverted teacher, and he owed me one. Lucky for me, the Chin was in.
Elliot, hey.
Hey, Chin.
Our tricks in Tiny Town.
Got a minute off the record?
Yeah.
I just spoke.
What's going on?
I was careful to leave Alan's name out of it. For some reason, Chin's really easy to talk to, which makes it easy to talk too much, but it's always a cathartic experience. I laid the whole thing out for him.
Sounds like your basic turf war.
He's not a pimp, he's a dope dealer. Not exactly an aggressive bunch. My friend is a good guy.
Ah, he's a nice drug dealer.
I'm serious. What do you think?
I'm thinking, unless your friend wants to make a statement and look to press charges against whoever did it, my hands are tied.
Get serious. Word gets back to them that I even talked to you, they might kill him.
Don't go pulling this modern cowboy stuff again, all right? I really think you should just write up a statement and let us see what we can do.
No, no way.
Elliot.
I said no.
Look, as a friend, kid, this isn't your problem. It's just a business thing between two dealers. Stay out of it.
But he's my friend.
A friend with weed is a friend indeed, right?
He's not my dealer. He's just my friend. I gotta go.
I'm serious, Elliot.
Chin, trust me. I'm cool.
You ever read Catcher in the Rye, where this big phony Holden Caulfield is talking about how he's feeling so low? He felt so damn low. Well, I gotta say, I felt pretty low. I just kinda wanted someone to hang out with and not have to really think about anything. Kim, hey.
Hi. What's going on?
I was just, are you busy right now? Please, 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 please.
Hold on, let me get my coat.
Yes. I took her to Assiniboine Park. We got some coffee at Sunstone and walked across the bridge to the Leo Mall Sculpture Gardens. I had to talk to someone. For all I knew, Kim was in on it somehow, but she was easy to talk to.
Holy.
Old school adventures of Elliot.
I didn't believe people when they said you were trouble.
People really say that?
Yeah.
Well, if you can't trust the iSchool rumor mill, what can you trust, right?
Is it true that Katie Price, the girl who was sleeping with the teacher, is it true that before that she had a crush on you?
Well, I guess you'd be better off to ask her, but that was the impression I got.
How come you didn't go out with her?
Wasn't my type.
And what is your type?
Girl who knows how good she looks in a long black skirt.
Are you hitting on me?
Yup.
Why do you smoke?
I enjoy the act of smoking. I'm utterly addicted, of course, but I do just enjoy a cigarette.
Can I try one?
You never had one?
No.
Well, of course you may. And that was it. She kissed me when I dropped her off, and it wasn't a thanks for the coffee kiss. Definite tongue and moisture. This was a one more date and more a couple kiss. And it felt good. Alan still wasn't at school on Friday. I had to get to the bottom of this, but there was nowhere else to go. Alan wouldn't say boo to me. Sasha, well, forget about Sasha. Chin wanted me to stay out of it. And Tyler Graham. If Tyler wasn't buying from Alan anymore, where was he getting it from? Tyler.
Whoa. What?
Are you holding? He was fried out of his mind.
Well, come here. It just may be. I just may be, Mr. Graves.
How much you got on you?
I got a gram.
I want 2 ounces.
2 ounces? What do you need 2 ounces for? I couldn't smoke 2 ounces in a season. 2 ounces, you know, nobody needs 2 ounces.
Man, shut up. Where could I get it? Do you have it?
Do I have it? Of course I don't have it. Who would have it?
Yeah, Tyler, who would have it?
Oh, wait. Hey, if I tell you this thing, it's like top secret thing, it's a hush-hush thing, right?
Yeah, hush-hush thing.
Okay, right, okay, totally. Okay, you just go to the park at 12:30 tonight, right? And he says he'll be there Friday nights, always, and he'll have 2 grams easy. Ounces.
You tell me his name?
No.
Why not?
Because he told me not to tell you anything about him.
He did, huh? Me specifically?
You specifically?
Right.
Right. Totally.
12:30 tonight.
Right.
Thanks, Tyler. You're a good guy.
No problem. Oh, nuts. Hey, I wasn't supposed to tell you.
I wasn't really nervous at first. The butterflies started around 11:30. I'd never gone to a dealer with the intention of buying pot before, never mind with the intention of somehow bringing said dealer down. I got to the park at 12:45. It took some searching, but I found them on the far side under the big elm tree. I watched from a distance as they finished their business with one customer and then strolled up.
What do you need?
Some info.
I don't sell that.
I knew this guy. His name was Stevens. 22 years old. One of those guys who graduated 4 years ago but hung around with the high school crowd anyway. He lived in the West End, but had been hanging around our neighborhood since school started. It was all beginning to make sense. What I didn't anticipate was his partner in crime, Sasha's very own boyfriend, Billy Palmer. Good. I had a real reason to hate him now.
So what do you need?
Two. 25.
Done and done.
Say, Elliot, what do you think would work best on Sasha? Wine or roses?
In your case, I'd recommend a bath.
He only asked because he's had some trouble getting her into the sack. If it keeps up, we'll have to just slip her a roofie.
Billy, you don't have a problem with him talking that way about your girlfriend?
Perhaps I'm willing to share. It's not like she's a car.
If you touch her, you'll what? Stop buying pot.
I'm just saying, Steven, that's all.
Who are you? Who do you think you are?
You know, if I can get a teacher arrested, I can certainly screw your world up, both of you.
Are you threatening me?
I'm just saying.
Mr. Steffler's out on conditional discharge, kid. He didn't do squat. I should kick your ass right now, but I'm willing to talk about this reasonably. Billy?
Stevens?
Your chick generally carries a fair amount of cash on her, doesn't she?
Sure does.
Could you imagine, Elliot, what it could do to the poor girl's psyche to get mugged mere feet from her own front door?
Don't bluff me.
I know all about you. You like stirring up trouble. You get off on it. But you're a liability. Why do you think Billy asked Sasha out in the first place? She's my collateral against you.
You know, I'd never have bothered you if you hadn't messed Alan up. This whole Sasha thing just makes you an idiot.
Don't push me, kid. I'll mess her up.
You can't be serious, Billy.
She's just another piece of tail, man.
You know what it feels like your brain is an old dried out twig? Sometimes all it takes is some pressure in just the right place to make it snap. Billy got in some good punches, but I still feel I won the fight. Of course, I couldn't really see that. My eye had swollen shut. By the next morning, the swelling had gone down enough that I was willing to go out. I needed to talk to Alan, and he was glad to see a friendly face.
Oh, what do you want now, man?
Name Stevens ring a bell?
Jeez, tell me about him. You're an idiot.
Want to hear a secret, Alan?
Sure.
Okay, Sasha's boyfriend is in Steven's pocket. Stevens knew I'd end up getting in his way, and he had Billy get involved with Sasha as an insurance policy against me screwing up his plans. As if I'm like some liability he needs protection against.
Dude, you are.
What?
Do you wonder why me and Sasha are your only friends? Everyone's got secrets, and I don't know how you do it, but you figure it all out. I think it's cool, but you're a liability to everyone. Of course Billy's in Stevens' pocket. I've known that for years.
What?
Just stay out of it. You don't know this guy.
So tell me about him.
You got any smokes?
Information now, nicotine later.
I need a smoke, man.
So talk to me.
Don't you ever doubt that I'm your boy.
You're my boy. I spill.
Stevens was my dealer 2 years ago, when I was like 15. I met him out at the folk festival. He was my blind connection in the city for a while. Thing was, though, the guy's whacked. He's one of these dudes that doesn't get mellow, he gets, like, paranoid.
Okay.
So anyway, it got to the point he freaked me out so much, I decided to start growing my own stuff instead of relying on his, right? My stuff got popular, and bang, I'm in business. So then Billy transfers to our school.
Well, what else does Billy have to do with it?
Well, like you said, Billy Stevens is lapdog. He has been for years. Stevens' best friend was Billy's older brother. Before Billy's brother got caught for jacking cars and sent out to Headingley.
Yeah, charming bunch.
Exactly. Okay. So then Billy gets transferred out here, right? And when he asks around to find out who the blind connection in Westwood is, my name comes up. And he tells us to Stevens. And Stevens, like, knows he can muscle me around, right? He always could. He moves his operation out here, like, smacks me around and tells me I'm not dealing anymore. Doesn't want me going to school in case my old clients don't like the way he does business.
Hmm. Well, you do have competitive prices.
And customer satisfaction. Seriously, don't worry about it. I don't need to be selling pot. I'm fine.
Dude, first of all, you love coming to school. Granted, you don't do any actual work except for computers and math, but it's your hangout. And second, no way in hell am I letting him hold Sasha over my head the rest of my life.
What do you think you could do?
Well, he's of age, Alan. I think a steel cage would fit him pretty good.
He'll sell me out. Tell them where all my stuff is.
he could. If there was any evidence.
Dude.
Look, it doesn't matter if you have to get rid of everything, because you wouldn't be needing it so long as Stevens is around, right?
I guess.
Okay, I'll give you 6 days. Shut down your operation, hide all your pot, clear out and destroy your grow house. I'm not going to have this prick running my life.
You don't need to do this.
Maybe not, but I'm gonna. I had to admit, despite the swollen lip, black eye, and bruised cheek, I was enjoying this. Alan can smoke all the pot he wants. There's no high like putting yourself in unnecessary risk in the name of the greater good. Now, granted, I was scared out of my mind, but I couldn't wait till next Friday. The problem was, I needed a stakeout partner for that night. Alan wasn't about to be within 15 miles of what was going to happen, and I could hardly call Sasha to stake out her own boyfriend. It was time for a second date. I was less nervous when I walked up to Stevens in the park.
Hello?
Hey, is Kim there?
Elliot, hi. Me, hi.
Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm going out with you, aren't I?
I took her out to dinner this time. A great little Italian place downtown with two tablecloths on the tables and ashtrays that matched the china. We had a good time. A really good time. But as it rolled around to midnight, I either had the option of driving her home or bringing her with me on my little stakeout. She was adamant that she come with me, and it was nice to have a friend. Not a stoner, nothing complex like with Sasha, just good old-fashioned, I'm hot for you, you're hot for me, let's hang out and be hot together, teen guy and teen girl fun. We got to the park at midnight.
Okay, so who's the tall guy?
Stevens. He's the dealer.
And the guy in the leather jacket?
Billy Palmer.
Like Sasha Smith's boyfriend?
The very same.
So what do we do now?
Now, while smoking countless cigarettes, we wait until they decide to leave and follow Stevens to wherever he goes, which will hopefully be his grow house.
So we're going to be here for who knows how long.
Yep.
Put out your cigarette.
The problem with Kim's little amendment to my original plan was that I almost missed it when Stevens left. I barely had time to get my shirt back on before he got in his car and drove off. I had to admit, stakeouts with Kim were a lot more fun than stakeouts with Sasha. Granted, there wasn't as much talking, but tit for tat, as they say. We followed Stevens to an acreage outside of St. Francis Xavier. I parked the car on the side of the road, and Kim and I walked the dirt road towards Stevens' car. We got to the yard just in time to see him go into the barn.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
It's cool. Have you got a cell phone?
I got a Fido.
Okay. The number on this card is for a police station in the city. If I'm not back in 10 minutes, call it and ask for a guy named John Chin. Tell him where we are and what we're doing.
Wait. Where are you going?
To make sure it's a grow house and not just a farm.
What, you're just going to stroll up there?
You think I should strut?
I'm serious.
Kim, it's cool. If I'm not back soon, just call the cops and it's all good. All right?
Okay.
Nuts. I was hoping for a good luck kiss. He was listening to some awful 80s screamer rock. The closer I got, the more I could smell it. The heavy, sticky, sweet musk of curing pot. This was it. I knew it was it. But I kept on walking. I walked right up to the front door and pushed it open an inch. There was an empty chair surrounded by a forest of hydroponic pot. The plants filled the barn except for a small area in the back dedicated to curing them. I couldn't see Stevens. And then I got a blast of marijuana smoke in the face. Ah, nuts. You know that movie where these two guys start a club, where they beat the piss out of each other because that's the only way they can really feel alive? To get the crap beaten out of them makes them feel really good? I don't think that club would do anything for me. I woke up in the hospital, my eyes swollen shut again, and my mouth slick with blood. Chin?
Hey, kid. Welcome back.
Oh, what happened?
You didn't get back in 10 minutes, so your girlfriend gave us a call. She thought you were dead.
Nah, just sore. What, tenderized face doesn't call for a private room?
The hall's as good as it gets for you non-emergency types. Your girl's got your car up front. You want to get out of here?
Need a statement?
Nah, don't need a statement when the tip was anonymous.
Thanks, Chin. Nah, help me find my clothes.
What clothes? We found you naked.
Kim and I just sat in the car for a bit until my eyes stopped throbbing, and I drove her home. She was, excited.
So, like, what now? Do we have to go and, like, give statements, or what do we do?
It doesn't work that way with Chin. Our names will never come up.
Oh.
What? That's great.
Well, can I tell people?
People are already scared of me. Why do you need to?
Because I want to be able to say that I'm dating a guy who got a perverse teacher arrested and a drug dealer thrown in jail. That is cool, Elliot. That is so cool.
Are you dating that guy?
Yes. So what's next? You got any murders lined up?
There's not really a system to it.
Well, I got a crash. My curfew was like 2 hours ago.
Do you want to, like, catch a movie tomorrow?
What movie?
I don't care.
Call me around 5.
Cool. It was definitely time for a cigarette. I was feeling good. Real good. Better than I had in a long time. Alan wouldn't be dealing anymore, and Stevens was out of the picture. And if Stevens didn't have an operation, there wouldn't be a need for Billy to be dating Sasha, which meant that Sasha was single again. Sasha. Sasha was single. I finally had the shot, and Kim had fluffed my ego enough that I finally had the balls to ask Sasha out. Oh, right. Kim. Oh, nuts.
Episode 2 of Elliot Graves, written by David Ferber. And in the cast, Jacob Turney was Elliot, Kristen Fairley was Sasha, Peter Costigan was Alan, Ho Chow played Detective Chin, David Rial was Tyler, Dylan Provencher was Billy, Corey Sevier was Stevens, Lindy Booth was Kim. The script consultant, Dave Carley, casting director Julia Tate, the recording engineers were Wayne Richards and Mark Demers, sound effects by Matt Wilcott and Mark Demers. Sandra Breitman was the associate producer. The Toronto producer was Linda Grierson. It was directed and produced by Tom Anico. And we will bring you episode 3 of Elliot Graves next Monday at this new time in our second half hour. That's 2:30, 3 o'clock in the Newfoundland time zone. This is the roundup on CBC Radio 1. I'm Kevin Sylvester, sitting in for Bill Richardson for the rest of the month. The CBC News is next. And then we get the gritty, behind-the-scenes truth about veterinary school.